What is up, Thrive Fam? CJ Finley here again with another episode of the Thrive and Life podcast. Today is a solo one, and I'm going to be talking about the topic of playing the right game. I think too many of us are playing on the wrong field in life, and that's because we are too focused on other people and what they think we should be doing rather than really analyzing our own lives and asking ourselves, what do we want from it? And where should we be placing our 2 feet? The time that we are spending every single day to give us a shot at fulfilling the life that we want to live. For far too long, I found myself in a place where I was chasing goals that weren't mine. Sometimes those goals turned out to be good. So goals of getting good grades and being good at sports, I felt pressure in both those areas, and they turned out to help me. In other areas of my life, getting a degree that would get me a certain type of job, that didn't necessarily suit me over the long run. And I know that there's so many other people out there that feel the pressure that they should be doing something that they don't really align with. And that makes life a living hell. Every single day you wake up, you're questioning why you're doing what you're doing. And really, the worst part is you don't have the time to even figure out who you are because you're showing up as this alternative person. And that's exhausting. So if you're in the 9-to-5 or you're trying to build a business, it's going to be exhausting if you're not showing up fully as you are. And I know that a lot of people suffer from this pressure of showing up as somebody that they're not. And I want to help that person. I feel like over the past 10 years, I've done some work on myself that has helped me figure out who it is that I am and who I want to become. Therefore, every day is more positive rather than negative. And it starts with understanding what game do you actually want to be playing? And what I mean by game, it's if I were to ask you when you were 85, if you were going to make it to that age and you're blessed to make it to that age and your grandkids come up to you and ask you to tell them the stories of your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way up to however old you are at that point, we're saying 85. What stories would you tell? What stories could you tell? And this is the beauty of this. Right now, it's all theory. You get to put yourself in that person's shoes, that future you, and you get to ask yourself, what stories do I wish I could tell? So for me, for instance, I'm 33. My son is going on 11 months. My wife and I have been married for almost 6 years. I've lived 1/3 of my life so far. I cannot change that. You cannot change your past. However, I have the opportunity to ask myself, what do I want 33 to 40 to look like, and 40 to 50, and 50 to 60, so on and so forth? You have that opportunity as well. And when you look at it through that lens, it helps you say no to the things in the current moment that you shouldn't be doing. It helps you get off one field and onto another that is much more fulfilling. When you honestly sit here and ask yourself, what are the stories that I want to tell? When I look back on my life, do you really think that you are aligned with those stories right now? Any high-achieving person is probably going to respond with no, not all the way. And that's because you're always constantly striving for better. That's okay. But who I'm really speaking to right now is that person that says they want to build the business, but then isn't waking up early or staying up late to get started on it so that eventually they can jump ship from their corporate job. I'm speaking to the person that's at the 9-to-5 and is comfortable there, and they like having a 9-to-5, yet they aren't fulfilled in the industry that they're in, and they've always wanted to go to the left or to the right into a new industry. Why aren't you doing that right now? Why aren't you working hard to make that happen right now so that you can tell that story? I'm speaking to the 60-year-old out there who maybe sacrificed a lot over the past 30 years, and now their kids are grown up and they can recreate who they are right now. They can build something, they can become a new person, they can travel, they can do the things that they used to not necessarily be able to do because they had to sacrifice in certain areas. I'm speaking to the mom and the dad who maybe only get the hour every day together. What story do you want to tell yourself over the next 10 or 20 years as your time is constrained, has constraints on it as parents? What story do you want to tell yourself? Do you want to be the people that are just sitting next to each other on the couch at night, staring into your phones or staring into Netflix? Is that the relationship you want to have? That's why these questions are so important. What stories you want to tell? Because right now is you writing that story. If you don't ask yourself those questions, you end up at 85 with a book that was written by somebody else. And that is far from what I want for my life. And it's something that I hope to help other people to understand, that you have the opportunity right now to write your own story, to rewrite the book that would get produced if you didn't ask these questions. So as I wrap this up, I want you to literally take out a piece of paper and write down your age right now. You cannot change what has happened before now. And I want you to write out the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years and the stories that you want to tell in each of those decades. If you put this up on your wall, that is going to help you align your life with the stories that you want to tell, and eventually you're going to be able to write that book and read it to people when you're 85 years old. Or let's get to 100. Let's get older, right? Triple figures. Let's go out, write our story, and realize that we have the opportunity right now to make that happen. This is CJ Finley with the Thrive On Life podcast. Thrive on, y'all.